Welcome to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. This is your host, Art Bennett. On Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls, we integrate the Catholic faith with the problems, challenges, and everyday realities of our lives. We bring on guests who can integrate the two, and today we have a very special guest. Miss Mary Beth Bonacci is joining us. Mary Beth, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much, Art.
Great. We're going to talk about chastity with Mary Beth Bonacci today, but let me tell you a little bit about her. For those of you in this area who read the Arlington Herald, you know Mary Beth is a syndicated columnist in the Arlington Herald. She's also a speaker and founder and president of Real Love Incorporated, the author of a book called Real Love, and also another one on We're on a Mission from God, both published by Ignatius Press. Well, Mary Beth, why don't you tell us a little bit about what are the issues today that make the quest and respect for chastity so hard?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know where to start. There are so many issues. It all boils down to the human condition. Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to give and receive and experience real love. The problem is there is so little authentic love in the world. You know, so many quarters. The family is falling apart. People aren't there for each other like they used to be. Parents are absent, missing, sometimes otherwise involved. And the hunger for love is in many quarters not being met the way it's supposed to be being met. And people are turning to sex, thinking that that's where they're going to find love, because, I mean, that's what you would think if you watch TV and movies, and because that's looks like that's how it works. People have sex, and then they fall in love. I mean, that's what we call it making love. And so I think particularly not just teenagers, but all single adults start to think, well, that's making means manufacturing, and I need to manufacture some love in my life, so this is how I'm going to do it. And it doesn't work.
So our culture is kind of equating then sex with love. We're all starving for love. We all want to be loved and be lovable. But in our culture, where love equals sex, then we start groping around for
yeah,
sex, right?
No pun intended.
Right. So that's the situation we're in, where love has been equated with sex. People want to be loved. They offer sex early. So let's say for parents and raising kids and trying to create the virtue of chastity in our kids, so it's a particularly difficult thing to do today, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. But it is and it isn't, because when you really understand what chastity is, chastity is the answer. It's what they really want. And this was the insight that first led me into this work, because my senior year of college, my school, the University of San Francisco, sponsored a speaker series on chastity. And I expected to just be preached at about how, you know, if you sex outside marriage, you'll go to hell, or you'll get pregnant, or you'll get a disease, which, you know, as we all know, works so very well with teenagers.
That really stopped
that
them,
wasn't their approach at all. They talked about how chastity is the way to finding real love, and it's respecting the gift of sexuality that leads to real love. And I thought, you know, everyone I know who's sexually active, I mean, they're not doing it because of some overwhelming physical urge. They're doing it because they want love, and it's not working. And so if chastity is the way to find love, and love is what they're looking for, then doesn't that mean we have what they really want? And why isn't anyone telling them that?
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, I'm going to tell them. And it was just going to be the good deed I did on Wednesday nights as I climbed the corporate ladder. I had no idea it was going to take over my life this way. But the reason this ministry's gotten so big is because the insight that those speakers had is correct. This is about real love. And particularly for parents, it's so easy to think, how am I going to get my kid to live chastity? You know, the TV and everybody, they make it look so glamorous, and I'm the one who has to be the bad guy and come in and say, well, you know, it's not that glamorous, and bad, horrible things can happen to you. And so we try scare tactics, and like I said, you know, those don't really work well, because teenagers are pretty much convinced that nothing bad can happen to them.
So the starting point then, and I suspect that's for your Real Love Incorporated as well.
Exactly.
The quest for love, that's the good thing. And in fact, and you're saying, let's be serious about really getting this, and chastity is the way to really get true love.
Absolutely. And the starting point is to understand what real love is, because most people in this society don't. people, I know, I watch TV, and I was watching a soap opera once, and this woman was talking about how, you know, to her fiancé, of course I love you. I love the places you take me. I love the things you buy me. I love the way I feel when I'm around you. And I'm thinking, well, there you go.
That's how we get in trouble, huh?
Well, yeah, we don't understand. We think love is an emotion. You know, all you have to do is listen to Dr. Loris Lessinger for, you know, about 5 minutes before you hear somebody calling saying, oh, you know, my boyfriend hurts my children and cheats on me and stole all my money. Why do you stay with him? Well, because I love him.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just ask the tough question then. What is real love? How would you characterize it and how would you define it?
When I'm explaining it to audiences, I usually say I use the word love in a million different ways. I love my mom and dad. I also love pizza. I'm not saying the same thing. When I say I love pizza, when I say I love my mom and dad, I'm saying I care about them. I want what's best for them. I look out for what's best for them. I'm willing to sacrifice for them. When I say I love pizza, I'm not saying I have a relationship with pizza. I'm just saying I eat pizza until I don't want to eat pizza anymore. And when pizza no longer pleases me, then I no longer care what happens to the pizza. So I say, how do you want someone to love you? You know, the way I love my mom and dad or the way I love pizza. And that's why I always say next time someone says I love you, look very deeply into their eyes and say, would that be pizza love or the real thing?
Mm-hmm.
So now everybody knows me as the pizza love lady. But the point is really making them understand the difference between love and use. And love comes from recognizing the image and likeness of God in every person and remembering that every person, this comes from Vatican II, Gaudium et Spes, man is the only creature created for his own sake and therefore finds himself in a sincere gift of himself. We were not created, each of us individually, were not created because God needed us. We were not created for someone else's sake. We were not created for the sake of our parents or our relatives or our best friend or our spouse. We were created because God loved us, he got the idea of us, and he wanted us to exist. That's it.
Well, let's pick this up on the other side here.
Yeah.
Already, Mary Beth has shown us this love does not equal sex and that real love does not equal use, and she's starting to talk to us about what real love is. You're listening to Healthy Minds, Healthy Souls. Mary Beth Bonacci is talking to us about chastity, what it means in our culture. We'll be back in a moment.
Depression, anxiety, addiction, isolation, anguish. These don't have to be part of 21st century life or a part of your life. The Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services offers counseling to individuals and families. The faculty and staff are qualified professionals who integrate their Roman Catholic faith with the best of psychology. Here at the Alpha Omega Clinic, we believe that Christ is never far from family life or from our mental health. How could one so close to us be far away in times of trouble? If you or your family requires counseling, consider the Alpha Omega Clinic and Consultation Services. We have two convenient and private locations in Bethesda, Maryland and Vienna, Virginia. The number is 703-847-9797. That's 703-847-9797.